So we can just start, you know, by sitting here and being aware of the body sitting and breathing in and breathing out. Just, you know, allowing the body to take a posture we can sustain for about 40-45 minutes. And paying attention to the shoulders, we often hold a lot of tension there, and the area and the face, the jaw. Just becoming aware how it feels. Having a straight back, straight spine. And allowing the mind to rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And then bringing up your motivation. And why are you practicing? Why are you here? And then pointing the mind to the present moment, the body breathing. That's already the first factor of awakening, sati, mindfulness, awareness. And then really taking an interest in the process of breathing. Is the breathing long or short? You know, knowing that when we are breathing in, and knowing that we are breathing out when you are breathing out. So really taking an interest. And that's the second of the seven factors of awakening, Dhamma Vichaya, which is investigation of dhammas or interest in our experience. And then really, you know, staying with the experience that needs energy, which is the third factor of awakening, virya, energy. So turning towards present moment experience, having an interest and staying with it is already the first three factors of awakening. And if the mind gets distracted, you know, thinking about something else, going into hopes and fears, just bringing it back. That's, you know, those three factors over and over again being applied. And just sustaining the mindfulness, awareness with the breathing process and the body. And through that staying with, you know, the body lets go of tension, the mind lets go of tension, and the whole process becomes more smooth. And there's maybe a sense of joy or contentment, maybe ever so subtle only. And that is pity. And if you can't, you know, bring up any joy, if that doesn't arise, you could reflect on, you know, your practice, that you have found the path, that you have maybe taken the five precepts and the three refuges, that you have a sense of direction, that might bring up a subtle joy or a sense of contentment. That would be the fourth factor of awakening. Can be very intense joy, which is, you know, pity in the Pali language, or just a very subtle sense of joy and contentment. And, you know, as soon as we notice that, then there is no more need to put in effort, because that sense of joy and contentment leads to a calming of the mind. We don't need to get involved. That just is the natural result of the enrichment which is felt through that subtle joy or contentment. So the enrichment leads to calming, which is the next factor of awakening, Pasadi. So that's already the fifth of the seven factors. Mindfulness, interest, energy, joy or contentment, and calmness. And through that calmness, the fragmentation of the mind disappears, and there's a sense of healing, the mind becoming unified. It's samadhi, collected mind, composed, stable. Immersed in itself. Sixth factor of awakening. And that, you know, can lead all the way into jhana, or it can be just a stability of mind. And if the mind is really stable, we can see everything from a much wider and deeper perspective. You know, when the mind is free from desire and discontent, supremely balanced and connected but spacious, that's upekkha, the seventh factor of awakening. Equipoise. The consummation of all the other awakening factors. And then that strengthens the capacity for sati again. And if there is more sati, there is more interest. Seeing more clearly, interest. Energy comes. Joy, contentment increases. And in that way, you know, those seven factors of awakening go more and more into the depths of reality. And in our case now, we're going to transform the upekkha into metta by just, you know, bringing up an image of something which arouses a sense of loving kindness, maybe an image of a little baby or a puppy or a kitten or something really sweet, and just flashing that image. And then, you know, feeling in the heart area how that changes the flavor of the energy. Maybe there's a bit of a smile. Coming up, you know, just naturally. Or trying to smile a little and see what that does. And may all beings be happy. That's the classic sentence. for generating metta. May all beings be happy. And you know, with the in-breath becoming aware how it feels, and with the out-breath letting the metta radiate out in front of us. Like a sound. And then allowing the metta to radiate to one side. In the back. And the other side. Coming all around to the front again, above and below. And if you don't need, you know, the image anymore or the sentence, just dropping that and just sitting in this orb of metta and allowing it to radiate out as far as it wants to. No straining, no particular effort is needed, just allowing. And if the mind gets distracted, if it's a short distraction, just coming back to the radiating of metta. And if it's a longer distraction, we might have to start again with bringing up an image or using the sentence to generate some metta and then slowly allowing it to radiate all around us, above and below. And if it helps you, you know, to visualize the radiating of metta with a color, you could do that. Pink or light green. Or a light. Just the sun on midday, you know, which shines the same on everything. Doesn't discriminate. the mind wanders off into thinking about something, just gently bring it back. And if needed, starting again with the image or the sentence to generate metta. And then, you know, attending to the immeasurable space which is permeated by metta, and dropping the metta and just being aware of the spaciousness. Immeasurable space, which doesn't end at the walls of the room you're sitting in. So allowing the mind to listen into the space, the silence. then becoming aware of that which knows about the space. Dropping the perception of space and turning around towards them, being aware of the knowing. Dropping the object and just subject, knowing subject. And being the knowing, resting into that knowing. There's no need to be an ego or any body in the background, just knowing. A temporary liberation of the mind. There's no grasping of any object. And being aware of that subtle joy and contentment which is there if the mind doesn't hold on to anything, but rather opening and simply knowing. And there can be sounds which are known, sensations, feelings, mind states, moving through, being known, not becoming any of it. And then, you know, for the last part of the meditation, we can just become aware of impermanence. You know, rather than just resting as the knowing, focusing on impermanence, which might present itself as sounds, or thoughts which are moving through, and seeing the impermanence of it all, constant change, and seeing that without any judgment. And allowing that impermanence to wash away the craving, wash away the clinging. By seeing the futility of grasping that which is constantly changing. And so peaceful to just let it all go. And knowing, you know, letting go, not clinging, is the opposite of dukkha, the opposite of suffering. And, you know, metta meditation can be stepping stone to insight if we combine it with the seven factors of awakening and turning it towards impermanence when the mind is really at ease. And having, you know, full confidence in impermanence by fully contacting it. And knowing, you know, that fear is path of growth. And, you know, the metta allows us to meet that with warmth and openness. And in that way becomes a catalyst for growth. Because it allows, it includes the fear, it includes the uncertainty. It allows it all to just be there. Just like, you know, our love can help a child to evolve, to become, you know, a full human being. Just the same, we can turn that love towards our own shortcomings and allow them to evolve towards ever greater maturity and healing and, you know, the perfect health in the sense of the Buddha's teaching is full awakening, Nibbana, or the deathless, non-separation, emptiness. The realization of the truth of not self. now we are coming to the end of the meditation, maybe you're now opening your eyes, just really coming into the body and, you know, noticing the clarity of the mind, which is settled and at ease. And I'm going to ring the bell, and then you can just continue with your practice.